You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
And without further ado,
hey everybody, I'm not sure how well or how good you guys could hear me, because I figured I'd just make an episode based off of a stream of thought. So last week, some of you might have seen that I posted about one of my trades. It was a 15% trade following up on our trading resolution episode. While that trade was a 15% trade, nothing, you know, too crazy, especially in the OTC round. I mean, it's definitely a single, something I would take rather than a loss. I mean, I would take anything green. My thought with it is that it is nice, and it's also sometimes very hard to follow through with your plan. And it's something that I've struggled with a lot. I know, and I've heard that pretty much everybody else does. But sometimes light bulbs go off in certain moments when you actually do follow a plan. I know every trade that I've made where I've actually followed my plan, it just feels like everything comes together in such a nice way. That's what that trade was for me after a long break, after kind of gaining some clarity and taking a step back. When I jumped back in and had a clear plan on what my overall goal was, it was nice for it all to click in a moment like that. And it kind of seems like these moments do happen a lot, especially as somebody that still considers themselves a beginner trader. These moments that are kind of light bulb moments are, I feel like one day they add up to something bigger. And it kind of seems like any type of facet, I mean, whether it's stocks, whether it's you're playing guitar for the first time, you're engineering, I'm just relating to stuff I do. On those light bulb moments, it is almost inspiring in a way, and it keeps you pushing forward. At this point, I'm not too sure if I'm making sense. I've just been talking to my windshield about stocks for the last few minutes. But for me personally, having that trading resolution of getting more aggressive, possibly sizing up, letting my statistics guide me, since I've gathered decent amount of statistics on my trades and patterns that I am looking to trade and try to trade. And I feel like it's cool personally for me to document these moments of, you know, the one step forward. And now for me personally, what I'm going to try to do coming into this week is make sure I don't take two steps back. Hopefully this episode comes out cool. I'm not sure. Let me know if you hate it. I just figured since I was having kind of a stream of thought, I kind of had a loose idea of what I wanted to do for this week's solo episode. I felt like, why not experiment? I'll go back to what I took away from the trade. A, when you stick to your plan and you let your statistics make your decision, the outcome is going to be better because you generally know what's going to happen. And the idea behind my trade was it was a first green day with news. I've seen that pattern a million times play out, and I gave it a lot of patience, honestly. And I did not let any of the twists and turns steer my emotions in any sort of way. I stuck to the plan and I traded the chart. And then on top of that, B, having an overall plan of attack going into a trading day, trading week, or trading year, like we did with last week's episode, is astronomical, because it's easy to get caught in the day and day of it when you're like, okay, well, this stock's running, this is doing this, this person says this, well, this different stock had news. Your brain gets very easily scrambled, at least for me. I mean, I'm sure there's people with a lot better focus than me doing this. At least for me, I get scrambled, so it's nice to kind of hone in and be like, this is what I'm trading, this is how I'm gonna trade it, that's how I'm gonna try to do it every day. I think those are two valuable points, and they could be applied to no matter what you trade, if it's crypto or Forex. If you have a solid plan and you go into it with a solid plan that's backed by statistics especially, you will do better in the long run. And I know I've said before on the podcast, Ace has said, Nick has said, you know, going in with a trading plan is super important. We say it till we're blue in the teeth. The people that I follow say it till they're blue in the teeth. If that's the expression, I'm not sure if that's probably not the expression. Blue, whatever, something's blue. Damn, I lost my train of thought. Anyway, but you could say it so many times and not necessarily follow it. And then the time that you do, it kind of set a light bulb for me. I was like, oh, why don't I do this all the time? So at this point, I'm wondering how many times I've said how many times I've said like. But maybe you guys enjoyed this episode. I know I enjoyed talking to my windshield and to you guys about it. But yeah, very excited for this week coming up. I hope you guys are too. Hopefully there's some great trades that happen all around. I'm sure there will be. Thank you guys so much for listening. It's been an awesome 2020 starting this podcast and getting some followers. We've been getting some great comments on our IG. We'll be recording a proper episode quite soon, and that'll be out this week. And we'll be interacting this week, hitting you guys with some more episodes. It's an exciting time in the market, and it's going to be a very exciting 2021. I can't wait to see what happens.
Thanks so much for listening. Make sure to rate and subscribe. Follow us on all socials. Tell all your friends. This has been Punk Stock.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.